Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Tuesday night edition of the Scoreboard. We are so happy that you guys are joining us this evening. My name is Tony, and I am one of your fabulous co-hosts. And I'm just going to bring in my other co-host, the one and only Mr. Jazz. Hey, Jazz, how you doing this evening?
I'm all right. What's going on, baby? What's going on?
I'm doing well. Excited for this evening.
No doubt. It's Tuesday, man.
It's Tuesday. The Scoreboard.
You know, it's like Monday Night Football.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like a recap of what's been going on since last Tuesday.
Absolutely. And it's a lot been going on.
Oh, it has. But first and foremost, how you feeling this evening? You feeling a little better?
Yeah, I feel a little better. I got a little scratchy throat. I got a little something going on. I'm not sure if it was, if the pollen getting to me. I don't know, but you know, it's cool. I might be a little raspy. I might have the Method Man voice going on, but it's cool. we gonna make it happen.
You know, Jazz, I think you just using that as an excuse so I could just talk about my mellow. You know, I'm gonna start top of the hour.
There you go. Dude, they're 5-21. What are you talking about? They're 5-21, really? You bragging on 5-21?
I'm not bragging. I'm just taking advantage of a man down. Man down.
Oh, dude, he got several men down. He it's what, 12 people on the squad? Okay, he 10 men down.
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh yeah, hey. I am. I'm on my back. Don't get it twisted. I'm on my back.
Once again, I'd like to welcome everybody to our Scoreboard edition of Right and Royalty Radio. We are so happy that you are joining us. And please call in and rep your team. My name
Absolutely.
Is Tony. And I am, like I said earlier, one of the fabulous co-hosts this evening. And I'm going to pay some bills, Jazz. How's about that?
Yeah, you know, you got to pay them, man. Like I said, got to keep the lights on.
We absolutely do. I just like to remind some of our listeners of some great reads to get into their library. We recently released under Boss Lady Publishing, Malicious Intent by the one and only Boo Jackson. Like I said last week, I am a new Boo Jackson fan, and I am a forever Boo Jackson fan. She has that hot new hit, Malicious Intent. And in addition to that, author Chameleon has Devious Deception. Just by the title alone, makes you want to dive into those pages.
Yeah, make you want to cop that.
Mm-hmm. You really should, Jazz. You got to get into this reading, man. It's awesome. It just takes you somewhere. And in addition to those, Boss Lady Nene Capri has been teasing us. She finally gave us the release. We don't know the exact date of the P-Trap part four. Man, if anything, Dad, you have to get into the P-Trap. Coco and K-Son, they are
it's a
dynamite duo. Oh, yes, it's a four-part series. It's like no other, no other. When I tell
no
you,
other?
No, it's like no other. When Nene Pen touched paper, man, you better get your fire extinguisher because she just breathes fire.
Damn, I like that.
I kid you not. We got trappers worldwide. You hear what I'm saying? Trappers worldwide. So please, look out for that. She's been giving us little snippets on her Facebook page. Head over to there and check it out. And you're going to be salivating for more because I know I am. I just cannot wait to January 2015 get here. P-Trap series will be dropping. And look out for the exact date. She's going to let us know soon. So with those being done, Jazz, what's going on? What do you see happening in, what is this, week 16?
It's week 16, man. It's almost over. I can't believe it's almost over, man. Playoffs about to start.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to say, I mean, the championship, my fantasy league, I just want to throw that out there real quick. just want to say that, you know, Drew Brees, hell of a job, dude. The old girl from last week, yo, your team came through in the clutch. I mean, you know, everything's been good. I mean, I know you, I'm pretty sure you saw a little bit of the Johnny Manziel debacle.
Actually, I didn't. I was, how many games were on at that time? You know,
it was several. It was several.
He had a
you know, a couple of guys at the job, you know, they're Johnny guys, and my co-host is chopping it up at the shop is a Johnny guy. And Johnny threw two interceptions, 80 yards passing. He had a horrendous start, but he's supposed to start again this week. So he should be better. He should be better, but yeah, it's not Texas A&M, dude. It's grown man. It's grown man shit. You know. So, did you watch the did you catch a born? Well, you know the Cardinals won.
The
Cardinals
won.
But Cardinals won.
Okay.
They won 12-6 with all field goals. Nobody scored a touchdown.
Wow. The games that I did watch, I watched my Giants. You know, I had to watch my Giants.
Hey,
and
they beat the Redskins.
They beat the Redskins. And I watched some of the Jets game, but I was kind of hoping they lost, you know? Because,
wow.
You know, what's the – just to give them a better position
what
in the
–
in the
Jets?
You know,
I mean,
just a,
come on.
At this point, come on, what, it's like a meaningless win.
But it's a win nonetheless.
True. I was thinking that on Sunday, but then I've been reading the papers and just been thinking about it and listening. You know, I got to be prepared because you might throw anything at me. I got to make sure I'm on my P's and Q's. But some of the people are saying, you know, I get the man pride and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in like sixth position now as far as the draft, am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
but
if we had lost that game,
And see, just because you're six don't mean that you're going to get a quality player. It depends on how you draft now. I mean, the Raiders took Jamarcus Russell number one overall. And he was trash. So, you know,
but
I give the, you know, the Jets are still trying to play hard. They're still trying to, remember, you know, these men are still fighting for their jobs here.
True. That's what I know. That's what I had to, like, rethink my thinking. And also, one of the Jets players said something very interesting yesterday on one of the New York sports shows here.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who you get in the draft and where you get, you know, where you make your pick, that person is still going to be a rookie. You know,
absolutely.
They're still going to have to go through their growing pains. And, you know, when he said that, it kind of made me stop and think, you know, he's absolutely right. Just because you go in at a certain position doesn't mean that you're going to come out with a ring.
Well, first things first, in the Jets and possibly Giants, the problem is you got to figure out who's going to be the coach. Because in all, you know, Rex Ryan probably won't be there next year.
Right, I agree.
And they're saying that Tom Coughlin might not be with the Giants next year. So before you start drafting people, you need to figure out who's going to be the coach, to figure out what kind of system you're going to run, who fits your system.
Uh-huh.
Instead of just drafting whoever.
But, you know, the thing with Rex Ryan, his team loves him. You know, they have not given up on their coach. They have not stopped playing despite this horrific season that we have. You know, Rex is a team, you know, his players love him here in New York. They absolutely love him. They don't care what anybody says or thinks. They have not given up on that man, and they're going to play to the last game. You know, and that's commendable.
Rex is a damn man walking. You can't go out and sign Eric Decker, drafting Geno, bringing in Michael Vick, a couple of other pieces, and then have your team end up with the record they have. The owner can't fire himself, and the GM they just brought in. So the odd man out is Rex. But Rex knew coming in. Rex knew coming in that this was a do-or-die year. Either we're going to make the playoffs or I'm going to be out the door. He knew that coming in.
Oh, yes, he did. And he's just trying to get, you know, just go out Rex Ryan style. But, you know, you mentioned the GM coming in. Don't GMs usually come in and pick their own coach? You know, Izzy came in with Rex, and I'm sure that wasn't by choice.
Well, he came in with Rex, but remember, because he came in with Rex doesn't mean that Rex is his guy.
No, I mean that Rex was already here when he got the job.
Yeah, so, I mean, he might be like, hey, you know, even though it's up to the owner, you know, if the GM is like, yo, he's not my guy, it's like play it. You know, if you notice when a new GM comes, first thing they start doing is shifting the roster.
Exactly.
You know, I'm bringing in my players. You know, this guy doesn't fit our system, so I'm gonna bring in another guy. And you can't with Rex. Is, you can't sell the fan base that it's going to be a good year when you come off a year like this. When you got Geno at times looking inept at quarterback, just nothing against Geno, because Geno's only in the second year. But Rex is not a quarterback coach. He's not that kind of coach. He's a quarterback destroyer. I mean, you look at him with Sanchez, Geno. Yeah, they talk about Sanchez went to two, you know, AFC championship games. Yes. But after that, he got progressively worse. So, I mean, I don't have a lot of – do you have a lot of faith in Rex? You think Rex should stay?
I don't think he's staying. I think, you know, I mean, the Jets pretty much vie for that back page of our sports papers, you know. And they're always – Rex is always – when he opens up his mouth, you know, he's like a media magnet. You know, everybody wants to know what Rex is saying. But I don't think he is, and it's just me, you know, new football woman that I am. I don't know if it's because he hasn't had the talent to win the championship. You know, I've only been with this team for like the last 2 years.
The Jets are in a bad position. They're in the city. Where you have a team that has won two Super Bowls, and you have to compete with them for the media attention. How do you compete with Super Bowl trophies? It's hard. So you bring in a guy like Rex. Rex can talk that talk. You know, he commands attention. He's funny. He's charismatic. You know, like you said, the media loves Rex. But if it don't translate into win, then what's the point? You're like a clown.
And you, right, and you mentioned competing with the Giants as far as their two Super Bowls. And sometimes, you know, they compete, not necessarily in the positive, just because they try to make that back page and sometimes that front page headline just to bring attention back from the Giants and onto the Jets.
Absolutely.
It's like that little brother trying to upstage the big...
Absolutely. I mean, you got to compete. You got to compete with, you know, especially when you're talking about media, advertising. You got to compete. How could you compete when your team is 5-11 and the other team just went to Super Bowl?
You can't.
You can't. I mean, it's like, I hate to say it, and you might not like it, but it's like the Knicks in Brooklyn.
See, now why you gotta go? Don't have me to have to cut your mic off.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, dude, it's big brother, little brother. That, you know, they say, you know, when the Nets went to Brooklyn, they was the little brother. Hey, you gotta compete. You gotta compete with Dollar.
Both of them are actually playing tonight. You know, Nets and the Heat are playing at the Barclays. And the Knicks in Dallas are at the...
Oh, that's going to be a good game.
Garden. Yeah, they started at 2 o'clock, so I'm going to try to catch some of that. My son's been there watching. He was just flipping back and forth the channels of the game. So it should be a good game.
Yeah, Dirk will probably drop 40. So, yeah, they should be over pretty quick.
Now, see, are we going to go to a commercial?
It's okay.
We're going to go to a commercial. You're listening to The Scoreboard with Jazz and Tony. Jazz, my Nick killer. You know, that's okay. I can't, you know, you can't be talking about it. Let me bring up those Raiders.
They 5-21, man.
5-21.
The Lakers have more victories than the Knicks. That's terrible. That's
Jazz, you hold that thought. We got to go to a commercial. We'll be right back.
When a skillful marksman is handed a difficult mark, she battles between love and death. Erica, the beautifully sexy yet deadly trigger, has come face to face with a person she cannot kill. But in reality, she cannot allow her to survive. Unstable friendships and loyalty will be tested as passion and revenge slide comfortably into its place. Author Boo Jackson takes you on a thrill ride and poses the question, what do you do when you're torn between what's right and what's wrong, what's real and what's fantasy? Sanity and insanity will fight for a position on the throne as she brings to life the darkened heart behind Malicious Intent. Malicious Intent by author Boo Jackson, available at Boss Lady Publishing. Check it out. They call themselves the Dope Girls, and they quickly find out what a dope girl once loved about the game could now turn deadly. Their envied friendships is threatened. Quick money and betrayal seeps into the cracks of their bond, crumbling their foundation with hate. The same. Keep your enemies close and your friends even closer would have worked if the friends they thought they had not ultimately become the enemies. You never know who could be waiting in the cut to take your spot. Fall into the pages of F. Chameleon as she shows you just how devious deception can be. Devious Deception by author F. Chameleon, available at Boss Lady Publishing. Check it out.
Welcome back to The Scoreboard. My name is Tony, and I am on with my co-host, the Nick Killer Jazz. Jazz with me, Jazz.
you know, I'm only saying what everybody else is thinking. That's all. That's all.
No, I don't care. You know, I don't care what nobody else says. Those Knicks are my Knicks.
Yeah, I know you definitely a Carmelo rider. You know, you're a rider. You Carmelo, you riding them. I gotta give you that.
I'm a loyal fan.
Absolutely, I ain't mad at you. But I got to, you know what? You saw, and I'm gonna ask you this question, building on last week. Cam didn't play, and the Panthers won. So, would you sit him again this week?
I would. Would you?
Yeah, I mean, I shut him down. I mean, it's. I mean, I know they got a chance to win the division, but if the Falcons went out, they win the division. If the Saints went out, they win the division. If the Panthers went out, conceivably they win the division. If Atlanta beats New Orleans, but at the end of the day, I think Cam is a little too valuable to him. Plus, you're going into the off season. He got all off season to get well, come back 100%. You know, I think you should sit him without a shadow of a doubt. Because, I mean, if it was Peyton or Brady or Breeze, they would be sitting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Aaron. And you just want, you know, you let him get healthy, like you said, and build.
Absolutely.
You know, from where they are this season.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, next year is always next year. And I know that I haven't, you know, I hate to throw shade, but, you know, the 49ers have officially been eliminated from playoff contention. I just wanted to point that out. That I'm just pointing out if anybody, you know, anybody who's been viewing, chopping it up at the shop, I said this 5-6 weeks ago, and everybody laughed at me. They laughed at me.
Uh-huh.
Now, it has come to fruition. So now, I need all the accolades instead of laughter. That's all.
Why are you talking about your shout-out? Shout out your barbershop. Is it YouTube? How they can,
YouTube.
Tune in.
Absolutely, it's on YouTube. It's called Chopping It Up at the Shop. And it's me, my man Dow, my man Aaron, and we just like me and you kicking it, that's the same thing that we do at the barbershop. It's really, really entertaining. The picks have been on point. So for the gamblers out there, dude, put a little pen to paper, you might make some money on the back end. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I'm enjoying it. Just like I'm enjoying the show with you, you guys have been wonderful, and we're gonna so it's been good. It's been good. I enjoy it, and I hope everybody who watched it has enjoyed it also, because we've enjoyed doing it.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Nene had posted a link like around the start of the scoreboard, and I watched it.
Excellent.
So if I want to go, is it like filmed weekly?
It's film weekly. It's film weekly. We actually going into, like I said, week 16. We're actually going to do the Super Bowl broadcast live on a you know, I'm not technical, so please don't ask, because that'd be the one thing where I won't have anything to say. I just be
okay. Speaking of technical, first off. Have you gotten onto your Facebook page?
We're really going to do this on the air. We really want to do this.
Yes, we are, because people have been, you know, we had one of the callers last week. She actually sent me something to tell you, but I didn't have a way of getting it to you.
I promise.
She dropped the link and let Jazz know.
I promise. I promise on everything I love, I'll do a Facebook page this weekend. I promise.
Okay.
Now, I'm gonna get my I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
And by the time I talk to you on Tuesday, it'll be on point.
Well, actually, tonight is our last show of the season.
Huh?
Until the new year. This is our last week. Tomorrow is our last show for holiday break. And we'll
okay.
be back
I'm with
first,
that.
The first week of January.
Okay, perfect. That'll work.
So, I will be hosting.
In that case, then I'm going to have to... I'll definitely have it on. I'll definitely have it up by the weekend. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. So now you got a little bit more time, huh?
Really? I mean, I got a little bit more time. Yeah, I got a little bit more
okay.
time. Exactly. I got a little bit more time.
I'm going to stay on you,
because they
want to chop it up with you through, you know, throughout the week and get prepared for Tuesday. So,
okay, I promise.
You up and running.
I know. I got it. You know, and to my defense, I'm very lax in some things, and but I'm gonna be on point. I'm gonna make it my goal on Saturday to do it because I got all day Saturday. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get up and running, and then I'm gonna see if I could, you know, link to you and. Miss Capri and everything, and get it up and popping. So by the time
okay.
we come back, you'll be able to hit me. Word is born.
Okay. Okay, you're
so
going
to
heard it from Jazz. He's going to be ready
you,
when we come back.
Dude, have faith. Have faith in the brother. I got you. Have faith in me.
Okay.
So now,
okay.
I got some questions for you.
Oh,
because
no.
I've been working on some stuff. I'm working
Go
on
easy,
some stuff.
Jazz. Go easy.
No,
what
I'm going hard. Okay, you know the game of the week is tonight. So I'm gonna ask you, you gotta pick who gonna win tonight. The Golden
tonight?
State Warriors. The Golden
oh,
State Warriors.
Okay.
No, it's basketball. I'm sorry. We're gonna switch topics here.
Okay.
So and you know Golden State 16 straight. So, who wins tonight, Golden State Warriors or the Memphis Grizzlies?
Golden State Warriors or the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, they're both doing really well.
Absolutely. Like I said,
and
Golden State done won 16 straight.
I know. But Memphis is on a mission.
And they are playing in Memphis.
They are playing, and Mike Conley.
Exactly. Beasting.
That's a tough one. If I were to choose between the two. I'm going to go with.
Okay.
Even though they're
okay.
West Coast, you know, and I'm an East Coast girl. They are doing their thing.
I agree. I didn't think after they got rid of Mark Jackson, and they picked up Steve Kerr, I didn't think they was gonna be this good.
I don't think you're not alone. I don't think a lot of people were, but you know Steve Kerr has the best NBA rookie record in his first 23 games with 21 wins. Yes,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yo, they. I don't know what. And I know they said that part of the reason why Golden State got rid of Mark Jackson was because ownership didn't like him.
Right.
So and then remember they had went to the playoffs last year with Mark Jackson.
I know.
So the fact that they're doing even better with Steve Kerr, crazy. It's crazy. I would have never thought. I thought it would have took at least to mid-season for him to get right. But they got right early.
And
they came out the gate.
They got right
smoking.
Early. But you know,
I
he came
say this
into
about
it.
What you saying?
No, I was gonna say Steve Kerr came in with that team was not bad. That was a good team. You know, they had been playing together for a minute, so they had that chemistry.
Absolutely.
You know,
and,
when you
and,
And when you're a rookie coach coming into a situation like that, you can't do nothing but good things and just build on that.
Well, remember, they was going to try to make the trade for Kevin Love, and that
right.
fell through. And then Kevin Love,
right.
you know, because they wanted Thompson, I think David Lee and I think somebody else. And Golden State didn't make the trade. Now looking back at their record, now you're like, maybe it's a good thing they didn't make the trade.
Absolutely. And they're doing all this winning without David Lee.
Absolutely. With David Lee, you know, he's not the David Lee from
New York.
Earlier with the Knicks, but he's still serviceable when he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely gives them that 1-2 punch.
He does. And he can do it from different areas on the court. You know, I felt some kind of way when David Lee left. I actually like it. I like his game. I really do. I like David Lee's game. Huh?
His game is nice. His game is nice. I mean, he has that. I mean, he's 6'10". He can shoot the three. He can shoot 15-footers. He can go inside and bang.
Mm-hmm.
He has a really smooth game. Really, and I was surprised that the Knicks traded him. Because he was their best player. To me, he was their best player. Their most consistent player when they traded him.
Mm-hmm. That year, we had some really good players. We had him, we had Channing Frye, we had Nate Robinson. So those were all three rookies at that time. And they
Absolutely.
Actually played pretty well, and they brought excitement to the Garden. You know, and when
mm-hmm.
David Lee left, everyone was like scratching their head, like, really?
Well, you know what David Lee turned into.
What do you mean?
David Lee turned into Carmelo Anthony.
Mm. See, now you brought up Melo, not me.
Hey, I didn't
for the record.
Look. They went from a playoff team to a non-playoff team. So I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
however you want to put it.
I'm gonna switch back. Oh yeah, we gotta mention. We gotta give Kobe his props for for passing.
Oh, absolutely.
We gotta put that out there. We gotta give Kobe his props. That's
Kobe,
about all
Kobe
we can do
is,
with those Lakers.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Kobe, you know, he is the ultimate competitor. I didn't like, you know, what he did to his teammates in that practice. That was kind of crazy. But then when you hear reports that say that Kobe don't practice with them anyway. So it's like, dude, okay, so you came into practice just to berate us, and then you bounce.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I got to give him props. He is driven, and he is one of the top, I would say top 20 of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So I give him his props, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, he strives to be number one, because that's just how competitive he is.
He's never going to be number one.
I know that, but he still strives to be that.
Well, yeah, in his mind, he's already number one. So, hey, it doesn't matter as long as he thinks it. Hey, if he believes it, then it's true. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But now, do you agree with?
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, do you agree with what Magic Johnson said the other week about the Lakers should tank the year so they could get a better draft pick?
See, that's exactly what I was talking about with the Jets. Do you just give up on this season, this losing season? But I know that it's a pride thing, and no one wants to go out there and intentionally lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no man wants to do that. But
exactly.
Sometimes you got to kind of like weigh. You got to look at both sides. And it's still early in the season, though.
Exactly. Well, my thing with that is, you're old enough to remember when Magic played.
Mm-hmm.
When he played for the Lakers, and he would have never considered this. The competitor, he would have never, ever did this. So for him to now propose that they do it, it's kind of like it's kind of messed up.
It's contradictory.
Also, you know, now you're an owner. So now because you're an owner, you saying take a dive, basically.
But yeah, you know, you kind of take away something when you start reverting to, oh, let's just lose this season so we can be in a better position. You know, you take away the competitiveness of the sport. You take away the fans' desire to see a winning, you know, to see a good game. You know, you don't want to go to an arena after paying all this money for a ticket and just know that your team is not going to go out and put. So I don't know when this started happening. As far as let's just lose, let's just throw this season, I'm not sure when that all started. And actually, who started it?
Well, you know, I know right now, if you look at Philadelphia 76ers right now, they got two wins. They got two wins and 22 losses. I think it's 21 losses. But if you look at their squad, they're tanking. I'm not going to say they're tanking. But, you know, they're not very good. You know, but when you're talking about – but everybody knows the Sixers aren't that good right now.
Right.
But if you look at, you know, the Lakers, New Orleans, Minnesota, these franchises – if you tank, how could you sell that to your fan base? Basically, you're saying I'm giving up. Basically, I'm just giving up.
Can't.
I mean, how do you sell that?
That's my point.
Exactly. I mean, how do you do that? Like you just said, if you were you being a New York Knicks fan, the Knicks decide they want to tank it. How would you feel, season ticket holder?
I'd feel some kind of way.
But why?
They're going to get
a better draft pick. They're going to get a better draft pick, though.
But it's still early in the season. I mean, the season is just, what, a month or two old? It's still early. But I don't – you don't want to – I teach – you know, my son plays ball. He's always had a ball in his hand. If we were to teach him, oh, your team is bad, so just go out there and just run up and down the court. That's not what we teach him. We teach him to go out and do your best, be competitive. You know, and don't I'm a very positive person, and I can't go into a situation knowing that I'm not giving my 100%.
Well, you know, but if it's for the betterment of the organization, now, again, not saying that if you think it, that you're going to end up with a Michael Jordan, because you might end up with a Sam Bowie. Now you're taking for nothing.
That was a sad situation right there. But who's to say that you're even going to be with that organization the next season?
True indeed. Yeah, because you ask yourself, if you're the Jets, like you said earlier tonight, the Jets tank it. They lose. They lose out. Rex still going to get fired.
Now, see, the Jets is a different situation because we are at the end of the season, whereas when you're talking basketball, still in the beginning of the season. So the Jets have gone through this whole season losing. So that's why I said at the top of the show, you know, it's a meaningless win. Not to be contradicting myself, but this is what, the last 2 weeks of the whole season.
Yeah. Well,
that's both spectrums of that, you know, of my point.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, I mean, they have, with all the issues that they have, as far as the Jets are concerned, if you got a number six pick, they should trade the pick, honestly. They should trade the pick and see if they could get – maybe you could end up doing what the Redskins and St. Louis did. I mean, if you notice, when St. Louis traded with Washington for RG3 to move up one spot, yo, St. Louis got like six picks, like two number ones, two number twos, a three. We got like six players. And it's ironic because in this, when St. Louis played Washington a couple weeks ago, Jeff Fisher sent out the six players that they drafted with the picks they got from Washington for RG3. Crazy.
Wow. That's like
crazy.
That's like a slap in the face right there.
Yeah, that was like, yo, this is what they turned. And then the Rams went out and shut them out, like 30 to nothing or something.
Yeah, that's
like
that's a slap in the face.
Yeah. I'm gonna slap you in the face and I'm gonna punch you in the mouth because now we just going straight punish you now. Exactly. You know, so let me ask you, would you? Because you know, RG3 gonna start this week.
I know.
So, do you start him again for the rest of the year? Only two games left.
I mean, what's the point of sitting him? It's already a losing season. So, actually, he did a little better this past weekend than he did last week.
No, he didn't look bad. I mean, I ain't going to say he looked great, but he didn't look bad.
No, he definitely didn't look great, but he didn't look bad. You know, he didn't come out worse than the way he went in. Let's put it like that.
Nah, you know what? And I'll be honest with you. Maybe the fact that they, you know, stripped his family of coming, you know, into restricted parts of the stadium, maybe him being benched, maybe Gruden actually not only talking about him behind closed doors, but actually getting in front of the press and telling the press, like, yo, he not making the throws, dude. If you go back and look at the tape, he's not making the throws.
Uh-huh.
Maybe all of that together may have made RG3 say, yo, let me get my thing together, man. Maybe. Maybe it's not them. Maybe it's me.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. It just makes you more focused.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because on the bigger picture. Because nobody, I mean, remember, the man won the Heisman in Baylor. He won Rookie of the Year his first year. He was on cloud nine. There was no bigger. He was probably, as far as jersey sales, endorsements, you know, TV stuff, he was probably top five in the league. Every place you look, RG3 was there. Subway commercials, Under Armour commercials, Reebok commercial, everywhere.
It's like the LeBron James of football.
No doubt. Exactly. I mean, so then, you know, now it's 2 years later. Now everything has changed, man. And you basically lost your starting job to Colt McCoy. Nothing against Colt McCoy, but Colt McCoy couldn't even start in Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
So that's it's got to be a little disheartening to see.
And that's where that pride
kicks in. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Absolutely. Because if somebody at your job said, yo, yeah, you was up here, but now you know what? Yeah, you got to go and you got to go work in the mailroom now. What?
After being at the top, right?
Yeah. Hey, dude, where'd that come from? Wow. You're going to feel some kind of way about that.
You sure will. I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to The Scoreboard, a production of Right on Royalty Radio. My name is Tony, and I'm one of two great hosts this season, Mr. Jazz. He's my other co-host.
Absolutely.
Talking all things sports.
Have you, now, I'm pretty sure you kept track of OKC.
Yes.
So, we'll go back to basketball. I know you kept, so you see their full strength again.
Yes.
Durant's
they're back. Not 100%, but they're playing some ball. And on that note, I gotta say, just as a side note, I have to give Cleveland their props because I was kind of, you know, I was kind of hard on them in the beginning of the scoreboard season, but they kind of turned their season around. I'll admit, I'm woman enough to admit it.
You know what? You weren't the only one, believe me. I mean, I wasn't exactly rock solid on them myself. So I got to give you props for that, guys. I wasn't either. There were a lot of people who were already kicking dirt on them.
You know, I'll admit when I'm wrong, but I still have my doubts. You know, I like Kyrie, but you got to pass the ball. You got to make the players around you. You know, you got to bring them into the wing. How are you going to just when he was at the Garden here a couple of weeks ago, he lit the Garden on fire, no doubt. I have to admit that. The man had, I think, one or two assists.
Mm-hmm.
The point guard, Jazz. The point guard.
Yeah. But Kyrie's not your conventional point guard.
And that was at the end of the game.
But he's not your conventional point guard. He's not going to be. What's my man from Boston? Rondo.
Rajon
he's
Rondo.
Not a Rondo. He's not going to give you eight, you know, assists a game. That's not Kyrie. Kyrie is a scoring point guard. And in this version of the NBA, scoring point guards are in right now. You look at Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose and Kyrie Irving, to me, you know, they're scoring point guards.
Russell Westbrook. Remember, that was your question in the beginning of the scoreboard when you asked me, do I consider Kyrie Irving a point guard? You remember that question? I don't consider him the traditional point guard because he doesn't share the ball. You know, you gotta set your players up, and that's the job of your point guard, not to shoot first.
I agree. And then you think about it, to take it a step further, when you look at the way teams are constructed now, teams are constructed where they want their point guard, their scoring point guard, to be the main ball handler.
Uh-huh.
And when you do that, if he's having a good night, then it's great. But when he's having a bad night,
right,
it makes your offense slow down so much.
It does.
You can't, you know, because when you look at Cleveland, the odd man out in Cleveland is Deion Waiters.
Uh-huh.
Because he's the two. He's waiting for the ball. But when Kyrie get it, Kyrie going to dribble, dribble, dribble. Either he going to pass to LeBron or he going to go for his shot. And like we were talking about before, the most consistent player on their team right now is Kevin Love. And that's, to me, that doesn't make any sense. He just got there.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. I mean, nothing against Kevin Love. I like Kevin. I like Kevin Love game. But when you have LeBron and Kyrie, LeBron talking about he want to go take less minutes. Like, then you taking less minutes? You going to play less minutes? So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to let the young guys play. Really?
And they brought him there to play.
Yeah. We didn't sign you to – you supposed to be on the floor. Now, I'm not saying now I think that – because they'll make the playoffs. So maybe saving himself. Maybe he's doing a San Antonio Spurs. I'm resting.
Uh-huh.
Resting.
Uh-huh.
And then when the playoffs start, then I'll beast up. Maybe that's it. But I just can't. They coming back, but I still think that even though Chicago lost the other night, mm-hmm. I still like Chicago, man. With Derrick Rose.
I like Chicago, too. I like Chicago, too. And Derrick Rose is not even playing at his full capacity. You know, he's like at 50% out there, but there's still – first time when I saw him going to the basket the other night, I was like, ooh, I was like wincing every time he went up there because all his shots looked like they were, like, off. The way he went up, you know, off balance, off this. It wasn't your conventional shot. And it just looked like if he came down the wrong way, it would be all over.
Well, he kind of, sometimes the way he lands, I agree with sometimes I look at PTI and I agree with Michael Wilbon say, he said, every time he land on the floor, I cringe. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. See, I didn't even know he said that, and that's how I feel.
Is he going to get up? Is he going to get up? Okay, he got up. Okay. Okay, he got up. All right. You know, yes.
Exactly, until the next play.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, he is the way, especially coming out of college, a lot of teams, they're looking for that scoring point guard. So those, I think that those days of the Stocktons and Steve Nash, and you know, I think those days are over as far as point guard. I really do. In the NBA,
you know,
at least
Paul,
for now.
CP3?
Yeah,
I like
but Chris
him.
Paul, I like Chris Paul, and I like Chris, but there aren't many like Chris.
No, not at all.
To me, it seems like him, Rubio out of Minnesota. But he's more of a pass first, shoot second point guard. I said, Rondo. There aren't many of them. They actually are under the mold of true point guard.
Right.
It's not many of them, and I know you. And Felton, that was with the Knicks. I like him. He's in Denver, putting in work. Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's a result of the college play these days. It has to be because that's where they're coming from. What do you think?
You know, well, colleges are patterned more so, you know, everybody tries to do, you know, the Kentucky thing. You have a scoring point guard, a big man, and a kid that can shoot from outside. And that works, you know, but, you know, because if you notice where you live at, just like where I live at, if you see young kids playing basketball, they're not learning how to pass. They're learning how to shoot threes.
Uh-huh.
They're all shooting threes, shooting twos. They're not passing. So that's why I think that when you get into high school, again, I'm a shooter. I'm not a passer. I'm a shooter.
Uh-huh.
Then when you get to college, same thing. Now my shot is hot. I'm a shooter. I'm not a scorer. Uh-huh. I'm a shooter. I'm not a passer. So I think that, you know, you don't see a lot of kids in college who are both. You know, McDermott. That came out of, I forget what college he came out of. He played for Chicago. There are some out there, but they don't get the attention.
You know, right now, listening to you. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you understand social media. You know, people want to be on SportsCenter. You know, you don't get on SportsCenter passing the ball. You get on SportsCenter putting the ball in the hoop.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna build on what you were saying as far as seeing the kids play, because you know my son has played for quite a while since literally he came out of the womb, and because he's always been on the bigger side, but he's never been the one to bring up the ball. He's always been big for his size. Now one of his best friends is the point guard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's when you have a coach in high school who played ball as the point guard, I think he gears more towards that position. Whereas when you have a coach that may have been a forward or a center, they want to instill in them to get to move the ball.
Yeah.
And I noticed that the coaches that he had that were point guards in high school and in college, and some professional, they let the point guard pretty much have their way.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So they didn't get on them as far as passing the ball, setting up the play. They let them run up the court, set up, and shoot their shot. And your rest of your team is just like, okay, just running up and down the court.
Yeah, they rebounded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, and you're exactly right, because one of the gentlemen I work with, his son plays AAU. And I'm pretty sure your son has played AAU.
Yes, and he played AAU.
You know, and yeah, and they, you know, like he was saying, he was like, you know, and to a degree, me and him was talking, and he was saying that in some cases, AAU is more instrumental in the development of players than high school, the high school team. Because he said there are guys that, he said like his son, he let his son play AAU ball and play basketball for his high school. He said there was some cats on AAU team that the coach was like, yo, don't play high school ball. Just keep running AAU. If you want to go to college, you run AAU, because that's where all the scouts are coming. The scouts are coming to high school.
I have to agree with that, you know, as far as that, because, you know, my son played AAU. He was actually on a traveling AAU team. And you come up against some of the best talent in an AAU game, because a lot of them are championship games, playoff games, you know, and the different – we were in the Northeast region. So you came up against a lot of challenging, you know, opponents, and a lot of scouts are out there. So you play a little – the play is a little different from the high school. You know, he had the experience of both, a high school, junior high, AAU. And it was always a different feel to those games. So I have to agree with your friend as far – I wouldn't say not to play high school ball, because that in and of itself is an experience that a student athlete should experience.
Mm-hmm. But now – Do you think that AAU made your son a better player?
I'm not going to say it was solely the work of AAU. You know, my son worked on his game. He knew what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves what he wants to do. What he wants. He loves the game. He's passionate about the game. And I can't say it was all AAU. It was a combination of everything. His passion, JV, varsity, he plays college ball, AAU. So it was all, it's all in there, you know. I'm not going to say one did where the others didn't.
Okay. Speaking to my coworker, and he's like, yo, there's some parents who are just like AAU forever. Like, dude. My son going to do AAU from the time he's six to the time he goes to Kentucky. AAU.
Uh-huh.
No. But I was surprised by how much it actually costs. Like, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
It's very big. They went to Vegas, and they go to tournaments in Florida and up top to Connecticut. And I'm like, dude, who's financing all of this? And he's just like, yo.
It's the parents. The parents.
Yeah.
Because we've done that route. We've been to Florida. He's been to the big, you know, ESPN in Florida. He's been there like 3 years straight in the Super Showcase. So that's the type of player that he is. He's been on that stage, you know.
Wow.
And it can be expensive when he did. We would have to just like, this is what he wants to do. So we had to make it happen. But he earned his way to Florida. You know, he's played for the Super Showcase, at ESPN. He's played on that stage 3 years running.
So, what is it like? What is it like? I mean, is it a meat market? Is it a, you know, do people actually care? I mean, you know.
As far as?
When you go into, like you said, the Super Showcase, where you know that this is where if you're going to get approached or looked at, this is the place to be. Everybody's talented.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of talent there.
You know, how was it? I mean, can you describe the experience from a parent's perspective?
From a parent's perspective, it was exciting just to know that your child has played on this level and he has the honor of being on that stage, because that's a big stage. It really is. I mean, it is a big stage. There's so many sponsors. There's so many, like you said, scouts out there looking at your child. You know, you could see them going to the different courts because there's so many games going on at one time. It's just so exciting and it's electrifying. But that, it definitely is a big stage. You know, that those are like the elite players in the country that are there for the Super Showcase. And he happens to be one of them.
Wow. How'd he do?
They did well. They didn't come. They went deep into the tournament, but they didn't come out with the championship. But they won. They have them. They call it brackets. You know, they play the different brackets.
Absolutely.
But they did well. It was a great, great experience.
Nice. Was he happy?
Yes, he was. He got quite a few looks. And actually, as far as high school, they are the reigning Long Island champ. 2 years running. They went all the way upstate.
You got a baller. Okay. All right. Okay.
He's all right.
Okay. Miss Tony got a baller in the house. Okay. Everybody let me know.
Nah.
Miss Tony got a baller in the house. Okay.
He has a nice game. He has a nice game. He's a good size. He's 6'5", 205. Pressing 250. He's a good size.
Oh yeah. He's
a good
for.
Size.
Well, I don't know. Right now, you know, he could be either. If you're telling me he could catch, he might end up being a tight end. You know, right now, tight ends are hot right now.
Well, you know, he plays basketball, but the football coach has always wanted him.
Of course.
All the years he was in high school.
Oh, yeah. As soon as he looked at him, he said, oh, yeah, I need him. Yeah, I can do some stuff
good.
With my man.
It's all good. He's all good. He's happy. He's just an athlete. He just loves sports.
Excellent.
But you're listening to the scoreboard with Jazz and Tony. Jazz, we are coming to the end of our segment this evening. Is there anything you'd like to drop to our listeners
as we leave
the clubhouse?
Okay, I had a Facebook up by this weekend. Fight coming on this weekend. Adonis Stevenson fighting my man. Should be a good fight. If y'all saw the fights last week, everything. Well, if you saw the Amir Khan fight or the Keith Thurman fight, yeah, I'm sorry, I was a little disappointed too. And by the way, Miss Tony, they say Mayweather gonna fight Pacquiao. We'll see.
We'll see.
They talking about May 2nd. We'll see. You know, it's been 5 years in the making. So maybe somebody gonna grow some balls and actually make this fight. Who knows? You know,
and make it happen, right?
And make it happen. So since Miss Tony has notified me that this is our last show for the new year, happy holidays, happy new year. I'm trying to be politically correct. And what about you, Miss Tony? Give me some words before we bounce.
Well, I'm gonna go watch my Knicks win this game this evening.
They're not winning.
I'm gonna go watch Melo hit 40.
Against Dallas, okay, you'll see. Somebody gonna hit 40 is not gonna be good Carmelo. You're going to hit 40.
I could dream, Jazz. I could dream. Don't burst my bubble.
Don't. You know what? I know when you go to the game next week, when you're sitting there with Spike, let Spike talk that thing to you. And, yes, you could come back and tell me Spike said that keep hope alive. But right now, y'all 5-21, baby girl. I'm not going to do the magic. I'm not going to tell you to tank it, but
okay.
It doesn't look. Okay, one last question for you.
Okay.
Who wins more games, Knicks or Lakers?
The Knicks. You know I was going to say Knicks. Really, Dad? You think I'm going against my guys?
I figured you were going to be objective a little bit. I figured you were going to be a little objective.
Nope. I am being objective. The Knicks.
Okay. Y'all heard it. Okay. They'll be calling you in a couple weeks.
I'm gonna predict it. We're gonna have more wins than the Lakers. And with that, please join us tomorrow evening for our last Writing Royalty radio show of the season. It's gonna go out with a banger with Arthur Dutch. It's gonna be in the house. Jazz, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
It's been fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody out there, y'all be safe. One love. Keep it gangster.
And Jazz, I'm going to have to get you to start telling me to drop that beat. That's how we do it on Writing Royalty Radio. As we go out,
okay.
You know, you got to tell the woman with the person who's controlling the board, we're going to say good night, and you say, Tony, drop that beat.
All right. Good night, Tony, drop that beat.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Yeah.
Yeah, for some more BT. Chris.
The party, so move your body. Woo! The bar's glass, sip up a Bacardi. Tonight's the night, gonna lose your mind. Got the prettiest, honey, she's one of a kind. Getting in and making my cheese. Got the ladies over here and overseas. Let's celebrate good times, get your hands up. Drinks on me, yeah, throw them shots up. Do what you wanna do, be who you wanna be. Go where you wanna go, see who you wanna see. Live it up like it's your last. Bet it up, spend all the cash. Blackjack, a little crack. Poker face, make it fast. Fast car, fine girl.
Everywhere, let me touch. K-Pasta, what's up? Up on the dance floor, shake them butts. Go with the music and move it all around. Get real low till you hit the ground. Fist pump until you feel that sound. Put your head back, chug that crown.
Leave your drama at the door.
Take your to the floor.
Leave your drama at the door.
Take your to the floor.
Leave your drama at the door.
Take your to the floor.
Leave your drama at the door.
Take your to the floor.